Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Christian Bry. Our guest today is entrepreneur, event planner, and my fiance, Michael Sampson. Jane Matinere is on the board. And joining us is naturalist at the Wuhr Nature Center to talk about brews and botany, which is an event you guys are having tomorrow night.
Yeah, so Brews and Botany, we're having the first in-person event coming up tomorrow. So it will be 5:30 till 8 p.m. And it's right at Wuhr Nature Center, which is located in Franklin, Wisconsin. So if you're unfamiliar where we are, we're a hop, skip, and a jump from Berner Botanical Gardens, where they will be having China Lights this year.
That's so fun. So what was the origin of, I guess, is it just because mixing beer with almost anything in Wisconsin, people are going to show up?
So originally, it was inspired by a former colleague of mine. His name is Dr. Chris Terrell, and he works for the Milwaukee Public Museum, and he is a professional botanist, and he has done presentations about the plants that make up our favorite beverages, whether it be, you know, coffee, tea, any of our alcohol beverages as well. And he has offered in the past to do some programming with us. So I said, hey, Chris, this would be a perfect opportunity to come and share your knowledge. So last year, 2021, is when we had our first virtual, or our first iteration of Brews and Botany as a virtual option. And we had a three-part series, which we talked about the healthful drinks, the caffeinated drinks, and the alcoholic drinks. And then we pulled in local businesses to talk about their particular products that they have and kind of the information behind, or the plant information behind their favorite drinks.
So that's so fun. And so I'm assuming now that it's going to be in person, it's a little bit more fun because you can partake in actually drinking some of the drinks.
Yeah, so we actually have five different vendors this year, which we're really excited to be working with. We have Living Full Kombucha. We have Ope Brewing Company that will be allowing us to have some of their beverages to taste. Outwoken Tea. Radix Fermentation is going to be with us as well, and Off Balance Meadery. So there are five different vendors that will be here, and we'll have three botanist experts here at Wuhr as well, and we'll also have some music that will be presented by Long Mama.
Ooh.
So we have, yeah. we're going to have music too.
And so is the event just open to everyone, or is it part of being like a member of the Wuhr Nature Center?
So it is open to everyone. We did have pre-registration for folks, but you are more than welcome, or anyone is more than welcome to come the day of. We will have walk-ins. For the partaking of the alcohol samples, you do have to be 21 years of age or older, but we do have some non-alcohol options available as well.
Well, that's excellent. So where can people find the information on where to get their tickets or sign up, or if they don't know Franklin, where they can find the address?
Yeah, so you can go to our Friends of Wuhr website. So it's friendsofwuhr.org, and look at our calendar, and under our calendar of events, you'll see Brews and Botany. You can also give us a call at 414-425-8550. Again, 414-425-8550. And that is a phone number you can call if you would like further details. Should mention, tickets are $30 per person. And if you happen to be a Friends of Wuhr member, it is $25 per person.
Awesome. So beyond Brews and Botany, which is tomorrow night, and I think it sounds, if we weren't getting married on Saturday, we probably would show up.
Congrats.
Thank you. So what are some of the other, other things that people can do when they go to the Wuhr Nature Center on any random day?
So any random day, we do a lot of programming during the week and weekends. So again, if you go to our Friends of Ware website, you can check out all the different programs that we offer. We do offer programs for families with children. That's usually our main clientele, but we do have, we try to mix it up and have it adult programming too. So we have things called Nature Knots, which is for families with children. We have Little Wonders, which are for the younger kids. We have a lot of hiking opportunities. We have about 5 miles worth of trails. We just got the first all-terrain wheelchair in Milwaukee County. So it is for people who have may have mobility challenges, so they can explore the trails too.
Oh, wow. And, so is it just, is it a wheelchair that just has like those big Trek type wheels, and so it can really get through trails?
Yeah, if you remember the little guy from the movie WALL-E, the wheels, or not the wheels but the tracks, kind of look very similar to that, and so it can do really, really well on a number of surfaces. So we do have it here at Ware, but you can take it off site as well. There is a trailer that goes with it, so if there's anybody who wants to go exploring anywhere else, people are more than welcome to do that as well. So that's a new really cool added thing that we have at Ware Nature Center for people to explore more of the outdoors.
That's awesome. So you're a naturalist.
Yes.
What does that actually mean?
That is an excellent question. So a naturalist is a person who usually has a very strong natural history background, and natural history is anything kind of going out in nature. I happen to be a huge bug person, so that's my main area of interest. So we do educational programs. We do educational programs for adults, for children. We do a lot of school programs. So we do a variety of things here at Ware Nature Center. So we're kind of like what we consider kind of a non-traditional educator, I guess. So we're not in a classroom or a school setting per se.
That's, and so what, and what kind of education is it? Like, is this your master's degree or what? Like,
for me, I went to UW Stevens Point, and I have my bachelor's degree in environmental education and interpretation, and then I also have a master's degree from Slippery Rock University in Pennsylvania, and that is for parks and resource management.
Awesome.
But,
so as a bug person, were you pro or anti the bug dishes at the Wisconsin State Fair this year?
I did not get to partake, but I have had mealworm cookie brownies before, which I should mention is usually a feature at our bug day coming up in September.
Ooh.
So yeah, if you get the mealworm
cookie brownie, is that what it was?
Yeah,
okay.
Chocolate chip cookie brownies, and you don't really taste the mealworm, so it's pretty good.
Just protein.
Yeah, just protein. Yeah.
All right. So Brews and Botany starts when tomorrow?
It starts at 5:30 and it goes till 8 o'clock.
Awesome. So Friends of the Ware Nature Center, check it out. Check out Brews and Botany. Brooke Gilley, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope the event goes very smoothly and is very fun.
Thank you.
We'll take a break.
This
is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.